It's Crazy Money Day when $120,000 mistakenly showed up in the Williams' bank account. They went nuts. Hey, it's Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. They first bought an SUV, then four-wheelers, a camper, and just kept spending until it was all gone. But instead of finding happiness, they found themselves in court. Failing to attach someone's personal loss to the error, their greed took over. Assuming they wouldn't get caught, they thought things would bring more gratification than reporting the mistake. Jesus said, "In everything, do to others what you would have them do to you." It's also known as the Golden Rule. Imagine the attention they would have received had they reported the mistake, and the example it would have made for our culture. But greed ruled their decisions. The love of money is dangerously seductive. Pursued legally, it appears to have no victims. It's easy to rationalize and gloss over with multiple good intentions, but it can steal our heart from God. And when the heart begins to drift, it becomes easy prey to obsession and idolatry, resulting in many pains. We guard our hearts by running from temptation and pursuing godliness. We pray the promises of Scripture, remembering what the Apostle Paul said, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." So if you've wandered from the Lord, confess your mistake and return to Him. What He says is good, and no amount of money or material things can ever replace a right relationship with Him. At Crown.org, we have courses on budgeting, getting out of debt, how to understand the Bible, and even date nights for you and your spouse. Check out crown.org.